E-bikes are growing in popularity. They're battery-powered, and they help the bicyclist pedal. They're quickly competing for road space with regular people-powered bikes as more commuters embrace them. Baby boomers, too, are eyeing them. Colorado Public Radio's Grace Hood reports.
Suzanne Webel loves horses. She rides trails here around Longmont's expansive Langerman Agricultural Preserve. So when she heard that Boulder County could allow electric bikes on the same trails, she came to an event to check out how the e-bikes work and to give her opinion.
To see if the horse would be afraid of them more than a regular bicycle.
But as she straddles a red e-mountain bike, her thoughts veer towards newer conquests.
I'm not getting any younger. I thought, well, maybe I might enjoy going around on trails that I can't do anymore by having an e-bike.
Webel is one of hundreds of Coloradans learning more about e-bikes. The small motors don't make any sound. The only sound here is pedaling.
Okay, so I'm going to power up here.
They're popular in Asia and Europe and slowly gaining traction in the United States. In Colorado, they came into the spotlight last year after the state legislature codified what they are and where they're allowed. The law gives local governments a say in which types of trails to allow them, hard surface like bike paths or dirt mountain bike trails, or both.
We've had overwhelming response.
Aaron Hartnett is a lead ranger for Boulder County Parks and Open Space. During a public comment period this winter, the county heard from more than 300 different people. Some called the idea dumbing down of exercise, cheating, and loud. Others emphasized seniors' rights over Boulder's mega athletes. The biggest contention is over Boulder's dirt trails.
We do have very popular, very busy trails, and it's multi-use, so we have potential for conflict, where we have bikers and hikers and runners and horseback riders all out there using the same trail system.
As more people move to the state, Colorado's trails have gotten more crowded, stoking tensions between bikers and hikers. And Marianne Bunnell with Jefferson County Open Space says local policies that consider e-bikes are unleashing emotional reactions.
We called the category general bike hate. And what it was people just, in the opportunity to say something, would say things like, I just don't like sharing the trail with bikes in general.
Bunnell managed Jeffco's public comment last year. That's when the county announced it would consider allowing e-bikes on dirt trails. But Bunnell did something unusual. At the same time she stopped hikers and logged their opinions about e-bikes, she recruited a few of the nearly silent e-bikes to ride by on the same trails.
Here's this person who's decided this thing is really a bad idea and yet can't recognize it when it's 2 feet from them. And so what was interesting to me was, if you can't detect it, is it really a problem?
This year, Jefferson County Open Space launched a pilot program. It will allow Class 1 e-bikes anywhere mountain bikes are allowed. Class 1 bikes engage the electrical motor when bikers pedal. Rangers and the rest of the team will closely monitor feedback.
Unfortunately, it's a very polarizing issue.
Gary Moore with the Colorado Mountain Biking Association says more research needs to be done.
There is so much that we don't know yet. There's still studies being done on the effects of these bikes on the trail systems and on other users and surrounding animals and wildlife.
Moore and his association are proceeding with caution. Their actions come after the International Mountain Biking Association softened its stance toward e-bikes in 2017 after years of opposition. The group now supports some e-bikes on trails if local governments are behind it. The change sparked a social media backlash. A few donors even canceled their memberships. Ultimately, Moore says his Colorado association doesn't want to lose any recent gains they've made.
Mountain biking is still the redheaded stepchild of off natural surface trails. We've worked long and hard for the better part of the last 30 years to gain access to areas that other trail users are already using, and we don't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
The fury over e-bikes isn't going away. More Colorado communities are expected to review their e-bikes policies in the coming year. Across the country, communities from Seattle, Washington to Washington, D.C. are also crafting e-bikes policies. When it comes to federal lands, the U.S. Forest Service doesn't allow e-bikes to go where mountain bikes go. For Here and Now, I'm Grace Hood.